from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens. Information for your life and quirky stuff in between. It's Andrew Dickens Sunday Cafe on Newstalkzb.
I think we need to redress things by going on the royal tour with Megan Singleton. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank goodness I didn't hear that then, as I was busy down here in Forsyth Bar Stadium getting ready to talk to you.
All right, so Megan is working for Tourism New Zealand and she's liaison between the foreign journalists and, of course, the New Zealand stories, which means that you've been following the royal couple on every inch and every mile and every handshake and every flower of their royal tour, and today, of course, in Dunedin for the Ripper Rugby Tournament. So what have you seen?
Well, so we started, after I talked to you last Sunday, I went straight down to Wellington, where we met all the foreign journalists. We invited them to a Tourism New Zealand event, which was fantastic, actually. And we got to know them a lot. We got to give them all the sort of updates, the press releases, the great infos about New Zealand that they can feed into their stories. So that was cool. And then Monday, as you saw, the heavens opened and down they came. But I have to say, the media were not too unhappy about the weather. They like the colour, actually, when it's not so bright and sunny. So and of course Kate popped in that red, so they were very, very excited about that.
And compared to the winter that the English people have had, in fact the weather in Wellington was positively tropical.
Well, I was standing on Government House lawns, and I can tell you, quite frankly, you know what the most impressive thing was? Is how Kate walked in those stiletto heels across the grass.
She didn't sink. She did not sink into the mud. How does she do that?
I don't know. And I'm going to have to pay a lot more attention this coming week.
Maybe she's just not real. Maybe she's a fairy. Maybe she's a hologram. Maybe she's a projection.
So light that actually she would never puncture the grass anyway. But anyway, that's by the by. So that was good. But then they had a day off. Some say that was because the Queen was meeting the Irish Prime Minister.
Have we confirmed where they lived?
Normally happened. Where they stayed that night?
Yeah.
It was,
and that was in the Wairarapa, right?
Yeah, it was in the Wairarapa, wherein it heaves down overnight there. But hey, if you're in a luxury lodge in front of a fire, then I don't think it really matters where you are. So that was fantastic. George went out with them there as well, and all the entourage. And then they came back, of course, and that was Prince George's first official engagement at the Plunkett Day. So that was just a private media event. What I'm really learning is about there's a throng of media, but they have to divide themselves up into these pools that can go into smaller gatherings like this, and then they have to share their images, and they don't actually make money out of those. It's all fascinating for me, utterly fascinating. They all bought their ladders. You know, you might have seen them all jumped up on two set ladders. Well, sensible. They don't bring that out in excess baggage. They just buy a ladder when they get here, and they'll do the same in Australia. So it's quite cool. They walk around with dangling child seats on the back of their backpacks and camera lenses everywhere. And
I think they should just cut out the middleman and buy some stilts. Walk around in stilts the whole time.
Yeah, that would be good. That would have been really good on Government House grounds. They wouldn't have moved.
Good point.
So that was great. Then we were in Blenheim, as you know, and they arrived amid huge cheers, and that's when we really sort of first saw the taste of how New Zealanders are receiving them. And little girls dressed up as princesses, and I was standing behind a kindergarten group who'd made crowns for their heads out of card and were all wearing their crowns, and that was really quite cute, actually. And and then they went on from there to Omaka, where I had a primo position to stand and watch them and take mad snacks on my iPhone, which I can send you for your Facebook page.
Because we're running out of time, my love, and we've got to get into Davy Hughes and talk about his untamed life. Auckland was a huge success. Cambridge, they're saying 15,000 people turned out in a town of 18,000. So really, it has been a huge success. Yeah. From your point of view, though, with a foreign journalist, do you still think it's a good success and a good investment?
Oh, look, they're loving it, and they're getting a whole lot more backgrounders. I mean, they're using our hashtag. We're done in Dunedin today. I said to them, use Dunna Stunner if you can today, because that'll be fantastic. They're really, really enjoying what New Zealand is offering them outside of this, and a lot of them really want the New Zealand image. They don't really just want the close-up, because that could be anywhere in the world. So they do want to position the royal couple in the city, in the country. Yeah. So it works so fantastically for us, and we're just picking up those media clips as we can, and, of course, so much more will roll out over
Fantastic, Megan. Sounds like you're having the time of your life. All the very best. Talk again next week. News Talk Zibby.